751 WCCO. Senator Amy Klobuchar is on the road this morning in kind of a very fun event. Senator, good morning to you.
Well, how are you, Dave? It's good to talk with you.
Well, it's
glad you're focused on the Capitol Christmas tree.
Well, I need a little break because every ad I see on TV, everybody we're going to vote for is wrong for Minnesota. So,
well, exactly. What is it? Have you counted down? It's 7 more days. I've been keeping. I have a little chart. 7 more days.
Where are you right now?
Well, I'm actually still in the Twin Cities, and then I'm going to head up there. And that's going to be great. It's middle of the day, and then I'm going to go up to Moorhead and see Colin and do some things up there with students. So it's going to be a great day in greater Minnesota.
Well, Minnesota can be quite proud of our U.S. Capitol Christmas tree because it comes from that gorgeous Chippewa National Forest this year.
Well, and could I add, as much as I'm sure you would like to see me taking that tree down, Dave, it's going to be, a dramatic moment, but it'll be Jim Scheff, who is the Minnesota Logger of the Year.
I'd like to see you with that portable home light chainsaw go after that baby.
I'm sort of feeling like that right now after this whole election. But no, it's going to be him. And so he'll get the tree. And then actually at the end, the tree, as you know, goes through the country on the journey. I will not be accompanying it. It was only a tree for Minnesota for the U.S. Capitol. And then at the end, Speaker Boehner and I are there at the ceremony speaking. And then we light up the Capitol tree. So it's actually, there'll be a bunch of ornaments from Minnesota. From kids in Minnesota, and it's going to be a pretty exciting thing for our state.
And the neat thing about that, Senator, as you well know, is that it gets pretty good coverage in a very positive way, so it's good for the state.
Well, it does, and also I think we know we're pretty proud of our loggers and our logging industry. It's actually my grandpa, after the mine shut down way back, he became a logger, so it's part of our tradition as well in our family. But it is an 88-foot-tall tree, Dave, so not for your living room, I don't think.
Are you going to string some LED lights on that baby before they light it up?
Maybe I'll have Speaker Boehner do that. I don't know. But, yeah, it'll be quite the celebration. You're welcome to come before Christmas at the Capitol. So one little fun thing in the middle of not only a difficult election season, but also a lot of tough things going on around the country and even in the news yesterday, from rockets to what's been going on. But I'm glad that our state continues to have a strong economy and seems to have some level of stability with these elections coming up with debates and everything else, and we've always remained strong, and we will do so after the election.
Well, it's fun to have a story like this in the midst of the election season, too, just kind of a fun feel-good thing, and I appreciate you joining us. I hope you have a great day of travels, and we'll look forward to that tree being lit up.
Well, I hope to be on again after the election, Dave.
Okay.
I will see you then.
All right, we'll have a quorum, and we'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
All right.
See you later, Dave.
Thank you very much. It's Senator Amy Klobuchar on WCCO. It's 7:55. We'll have all the news coming up and the latest not only on some of the political things happening, but what about that lava flow out in Hawaii? You'll hear all the news at 8 o'clock in 5 minutes.